leading us to believe that he's going to be interviewing Richard Simmons' brother. Whether he really does, I don't know. But the whole episode, the whole series has been like, there really isn't anything for him to find. That's the funny thing. And yet he's created an entire podcast around it.
Hey. A podcast about nothing? Oh, my.
Yes. It's like a show about nothing.
It's like 20 minutes, 5 days a week, right? Reading grocery receipts.
Dr. Stone has joined us.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Podcasts about nothing? Oh, my.
Yes. It's like a show about nothing.
It's like 20 minutes, 5 days a week, right?
Hi.
Big Fatty, I fucked it up. Let's try that again. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4201 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's... Big Fatty, I'm so sorry. I fucked it up. Emerald City's Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, I mentioned that I had recorded instrumental segments of some of my favorite stage productions, I believe they're called. It's referred to as the closing music and bows, or bows and closing, or something like that. Basically, it's what they play as you're leaving the theater. Big Fatty, is that E-R or R-E? Depends. If it's if they sell ice cream at an interval, it's R-E. Big Fatty, but anyway, y'all, I figured since this is St. Patty's, or here at the BFO, St. Fatty's Day week, that I thought I'd play a little something from the Emerald City. Oh, Big Fatty, look at how you've taken nothing and turned it into more of nothing that is loosely... well, it's not even loosely relative, but you've done it. You've done it. Well, it's true. You know, you gotta do something. You know, y'all, did you see that Archer put out a new little show with his Oscar predictions? And he said, I just don't have anything to talk about. That's why I hadn't done a little show. And yeah, my response was, well, you know, just like that Peter G said at the beginning, what? A podcast about nothing? Yes, Big Fatty. It's almost like he had listened to the little show before. It's true. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, Wizard. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 12th of March, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have never met this person face-to-face, but he is down there near Rat World, or his Twix account says that's where he is. Y'all, I believe he flies an aluminium tube of death. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and He's very much a lurker here at the BFO a lot, but every once in a while, Big Fatty will hear from him. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the new number one fan. He's kind of gone from number one fan to lurker. Well, you know, very, very busy schedule. Very busy. And y'all, just every interaction Big Fatty has had with him on the Twix has just been lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Jay in Orlando. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Jay in Orlando. Big Fatty, does he put the whore in Orlando? No, he puts the Ariel Plano in Orlando. Oh, okay, is that kind of like going into Here Comes the Plane? Oh, well, you know, I guess maybe. But y'all, if you see Jay on the Twix, or I don't know if he's on anything else, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Big Fatty, I also hope the door plug doesn't shoot out. Big Fatty, is Alex Lefebvre the official musical director of the BFO? Well, you know, hadn't heard from Dells and Dallas in a while. So Mike Johnson. Oh yes, Big Fatty, he's very important. No, not that. The Mike Johnson at Gayish. Yes, Big Fatty, that's who I was talking about. Is there another Mike Johnson? No. But anyway, he and that Kyle, they did the poodle cake song. But anyway, Big Fatty, I was asking because I was wondering if he had ever been the conductor and the band, the Lawrence Welk of during Wicked. I don't know if he's ever played Wicked or not. Well, you know, perhaps that question will be answered, but you know, perhaps it won't. Y'all, let's get back to what Big Fatty was talking about. Big Fatty, you wasn't talking about a damn thing. Well, that's true. Y'all, I got a letter, and this is just for information, but it's something that you might want to look into also, especially if you're retired. And y'all, it appears that most of the listeners to the BFO are either retired or can't wait to retire. Yes, Big Fatty, that's about everybody. Y'all, I got a letter in the mail on Saturday, and it was from the Provident Life and Accident Insurance Company, and it says, "Hey, Big Fatty, we have received a change of address notification effective February 21, 2024, and y'all, it lists the address of the villa here, and it says, if this address information is incorrect, contact our office immediately. Now, y'all, you know, it looks very official. It's, you know, it's got it looks like it was generated on the computer, okay. And you know, it came in an envelope with a first class indicia on it, but y'all, I don't recall having a Provident Life and Accident Assurance or insurance policy, and so Y'all, now, I can't say for sure that I didn't, because, you know, back when Big Fatty first went to work at the coal mine, you know, I signed up for that kind of stuff. But, y'all, at some point, I cashed in my life insurance policies, and you know, I put all of that into what's called an annuity. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I knew annuity before, but I think they were from the North Kakalaki annuities. So I gave them a call on Monday morning, got a nice lady on the phone. And I said, you know, I told her basically what I just said. I don't understand why I'm getting this now, because I've been living in the villa for, it'll be 9 years come April. And why are you just now, I mean, what happened to trigger the post office to send this to you? And she wasn't quite sure, but updating mailing lists and things like that. I don't know. But anyway, and I told her, I said, I don't recall having this policy. And can you confirm that I do indeed have a policy? And y'all, I've got a policy number and all here. And she says, yes, you do, Big Fatty. and I said, okay. Is it active? And she says, it is a death benefit policy. And I said, okay. And she goes, can that be cashed in? No, it's when you expire, Big Fatty, you smell like you're on your way. When you expire, your beneficiaries will receive the value of the death benefit. And I went, okay. And she says, there are no additional premiums being collected. And, you know, the payout will not increase. But I said, all right. And I said, well, can you tell me who my beneficiaries are? And she gave me the names of my two brothers. So by this time, I'm convinced it's not a scam. And I asked her, can you tell me the value of the death benefit? Y'all, it was over $39,000. I couldn't believe it. And I asked her to send me a copy of the policy, and I'm going to put it in with all of my end of life documents and things like that. But y'all, I look through your stuff and see if there's something that you maybe had forgotten about. Perhaps you had some savings bonds or your grandmother took out a life insurance policy on you when you were a baby. By the way, if you have regular Series E savings bonds, they're not gaining any more interest, so you might as well cash them in. Anyway, just a little thought there that I thought I'd pass along to you, because, y'all, if it can happen to Big Fatty, it can happen to anyone. Yes, Big Fatty, that reminds me, when is Shark Week? Soon. Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, you may have noticed there is no LFC this week. Vader's on the cruise of a lifetime. And did not record that. But y'all, I started watching, you know, the Nip gave me the Netflix and Chill for a Crema gift, and y'all, I couldn't figure out how to do it. I've got to ask him next time I see him. But y'all, I was able to look at it on his account, and y'all, that may be how I look at it, is that I have access to his account or something. I don't know. Y'all, I started watching heart slobber on the Netflix. I think Archer likes it. It's the young schoolboys that fall in love with each other, and they play the sports ball. You know, happiness is a warm scrum. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I watched about 4 episodes. They're only about a half hour each, I think. But then I switched over to the news, and y'all, then I turned on the Academy Awards. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I couldn't believe it, but I stayed up and watched the whole thing. I couldn't believe it, because normally I'd be in bed, but y'all, the time change has got me. Oh, I don't know what it's got me, but it's not, it's out of, I'm out of sorts, as they say. So, anyway, y'all, I ended up going to bed about 10:30 p.m. in the evening, new time, and slept like a baby. Y'all, it went down to 40 degrees, and y'all woke up, when did I wake up? I woke up, a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, and so I just rolled back over and slept a little bit more until about 6:30, I guess. I finally got out of the love chamber, got up, had my coffee, had my breakfast. What I have for breakfast? Oh, I had that, the last of the brioche English muffins, and a peanut butter cookie, and did all my puzzles, read the paper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning Nipple Walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, came back. Y'all, I had a little something to eat for my lunch. Y'all, I like to have my biggest meal of the day when I can, in the middle of the day, and that can be anywhere from 11 a.m. till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But because, y'all, I just don't like to eat a whole lot at night because, you know, my dessert is usually an Alka-Seltzer. Yes, be ready. But anyway, I did that and watched a little bit of The Price is Right. Y'all, I had a FaceTime call with my brother, and I congratulating him on receiving $20,000. And so I had to tell the story about him, how he and my other brother going to get half of that almost $40,000 insurance policy. And we had a good laugh and all. And then I laid down to take a little nipple nap. No, I took a second nipple walk. Did the big not the big circle, the inner loop here in Fat Acres, and came back. Y'all, took a little nipple nap. Y'all, it was fabulous. It was fabulous. And y'all, my muscly gentleman caller, Herbert Freddy, what are you doing in the morning? I said, thank you for calling. Let me know. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, dear, that's it, y'all. Now, before I forget, because I will, y'all, don't forget to get your cone beef, because it is Emerald City Week, and you'll be doing a jig on Sunday. Yes, we Betty. But don't forget your cone beef. It'll be on sale this week. Big Fatty, what about the cabbage? Well, yes. Well, Big Fatty, it'll be a toot fest. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Lotzel. And Peter G., how would you describe the BFO? And Dr. Stone, what's your favorite way to listen to it?
Podcast about nothing? Oh, my.
Yes, it's like a show about nothing.
It's like 20 minutes, 5 days a week, right?
Hi.
Oh, well... Dr. Stone, you're probably not the only one that enjoys it that way.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.